This man made a name for himself as a war correspondent. In fact, he even flew into the front lines on a glider just to get the story from the perspective of the soldiers in the heart of the battle. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Although his time living here was brief, he'll always be a hometown hero.
He was born here in 1916 at Gray's Maternity Home and stayed here really only about a year and then moved on to Kansas City, Houston, Oklahoma, eventually Washington, and New York.
Bob Bartomedian is president of Missouri Western State University. He's speaking of news anchor Walter Cronkite, who was born in St. Joseph, Missouri.
But he would come back to St. Joe a lot because I think he wanted to come back to his roots, particularly liked coming back to his grandfather's farm here. And he also went back three generations, St. Joe. His grandfather came here in 1890 from upstate New York. His father stayed here most of his life.
Walter's interest in the media was almost from birth.
He sold magazines in Kansas City, and then he was a paperboy in Kansas City. Sold magazines at 7, was a paperboy at 9, and then they moved shortly after that to Houston, began working for newspapers in Houston, and then he worked at his junior high school newspaper, worked his high school newspaper.
And then the newspaper at the University of Texas, where he studied for 2 years. He rose to national attention as a World War II war correspondent, where he earned the respect of soldiers and the public.
Tried to do everything that the soldiers were doing, although he himself was 4F and couldn't join the military, and endangered his own life to crash land on a glider in Holland to help liberate the people of Holland from Nazi occupation.
We'll have more from the Cronkite Memorial Museum next time. As we travel the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.